Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezes Hashem, life-transforming advice, share number 9. One of the greatest things a person can have is a gift of children, of having sons and daughters. And children could be a great source of pleasure, happiness, and satisfaction in the world and in your life. Gives a person strength and energy to tolerate difficulties in life, to toil without giving up. And people who would have unfortunately self-destructed because of their suffering and misfortunes held themselves back from doing so because they found meaning in their lives in helping their children. However, child raising, tzar gidl banim, is often felt as a burden, frustrating. And it's interesting, a professional once said, professional in the field of behavior modification, said that before I had children on my own, I wondered why there were so many instances of child abuse in the United States. Now that I have children on my own, I wonder why there is not even more. Now that's a very sad and disturbing statement. I'm only mentioning it here is because many parents keep focusing on the difficulties of taking care of their children, the hardships, but it would be wiser to focus on the positive aspects of raising children. Parents who learn to enjoy their children and in the process of raising them will have an easier time raising them and will, Be'ezes Hashem, prevent a tremendous amount of abuse that is taking place in the world. So that's the blessing of children. The blessing of rain is not a small thing. It's a chiyuv to thank Hashem for these things. Every drop of rain is a benefit. And every drop of rain should add to our feeling of hakaras hatov. It's easy to focus on the hardships of rain. Not pleasant outside. You could get, you know, get wet and whatever it is. But train yourself to see the benefits instead. The fruits and vegetables and bread that's coming to your table is only here because of the gift of rain. So the idea, the way Rabbi Avigdor Miller says it, quoting from his book Awake My Glory, to enjoy every season, delight in spring, revel in the sunny summer, love the vitality of autumn, relish the bracing winter, and perpetually be grateful to the one who changes the times and who orders the sequence of the seasons. Because every season has its positive quality and special difficulties, and focus on what is positive. By nature, I enjoy spring a lot more than I enjoy winter. But over time, based on what Rav McMillan is saying here, I do my best to try. Winter's happening anyway. Can't move now to a climate that does not have winter. So I have to face it regardless. So I might as well acclimate myself to appreciate that season and make the most of it. Appreciating life itself. People don't appreciate that they're fortunate that they're alive. They're not happy about the fact that they're alive. And we take being alive for granted. And to make an effort to appreciate life is very important. And you can influence others to appreciate life as well. Peliyayetz in the Erech Simcha says that how happy I would be if I obtained a large amount of money, but no amount of money can compare to the great value of life itself. At least once a day, try to feel that joy of being alive. Appreciate that gift of life. All those who have already died can't evaluate themselves anymore, but you're alive and you can evaluate yourself. You can grow spiritually and you can grow in many, many ways. One needs to appreciate their health. If they're in relative good health, even if it's not perfect, they have to have tremendous hakaras hatov to Hashem for giving him or her that health. When a person is not feeling well or is ill, he wants to become well. Imagine that he was cured. But after he's cured, he takes his good health for granted. Avigdor Miller used to say often, you wake up in the morning and Baruch Hashem, I don't have a headache. I don't have a toothache. is a tremendous, tremendous bracha, but we don't recognize that because, okay, I'm not feeling anything. But the fact that you don't have these pains and aches is a tremendous, tremendous chesed. People are susceptible to diseases and accidents that could harm a person, right? Chas v'shalom, shouldn't happen to anybody. But a wise person needs to do his ishtadlis to protect himself and realize how easy he can be harmed. And there's a mitzvah of a shmartem es nafshei seichem. Hashem wants you to guard your life and to watch yourself and to be careful. But the motivation behind it is to appreciate life, to value life. And this is the underlying motivation when people run to different escapes, is because you don't have that joy of life itself, so you want to drown in just escaping it. But a person who feels joy that he is not ill, Baruch Hashem, or he's not injured, Baruch Hashem, they live a very happy, happy life. Rav Yochanan Lvovitz says there was a strong person went from town to town. His name was Breitbart. Very, very strong. Picked up these amazing amount of weights and so on and so forth. People used to see him. And then he became ill. And because of his illness, he was so weak, he couldn't even hold a pen in his hands. And one writer wrote about it and said, the same hands that were once able to break metal bars now tremble from a light pen. And Rabbi Yeruchim Lvovitz, this is a Chachma, Das Chachma Musar, Chelik Aleph, page 56 and 57, he says, people tend to think holding a pen is a simple and natural act. No strength is needed to hold a pen. Only extra strength, they think, is a matana from Hashem. But a strength to hold a pen? That's no big deal. But in fact, that's not true. Holding a pen and being able to write with the pen is a divine gift. Without that gift, you can't hold anything. So these things that we considered boring in life, washing dishes, writing a routine letter, fixing something, to transform it from something boring to something exciting and connecting with Hashem thereby, is to focus on being grateful for that ability to hold things in your hand. I'm able to hold a dish as I clean it. It's not a small thing. You visit people who are unable to use their hands, chas v'shalom, you get a sensitivity and understand what a big bracha it is that you can use your hands. And if you recognize it and you makir, then even those boring activities that were boring till now, like washing dishes and so on and so forth, will now become a beautiful awareness that creates a tremendous amount of simcha. Rabbi Luchan Lvovitz also said that someone asked how many times you turn from side to side at the bed at night before you fall asleep. And that person told me he visited an ill person and so he was unable to turn from side to side. So Yerucham mentioned, I realized how important it was. A healthy person turns around in his bed many times till he falls asleep. And when he's uncomfortable in one position, he automatically changes positions without thinking about it. I think it's brought down that he actually tried to stay in one position in his bed, and he realized how difficult it is. And again, to appreciate the beauty of nature, that you have sight, that you have hearing, that you have taste, that you have smell, that you have touch. We lose our appreciation for these things. We need to enhance the appreciation. Practice daily to look at the world like you were created today. You just got your eyesight today. You just got your hearing ability today. You just have your walking ability today. This adds to the hakaras hatayim, the gratitude and the love you have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that will enhance your life. And of course in marriage as well, when you evaluate the chesed that Hashem does as your husband is a shliach to bestow upon his wife kindness, and the wife is a shliach to bestow upon her husband kindness. And not to forget that and to appreciate it. Bracha natzlacha.